from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is Panther Fan Fest. That is taking place tomorrow. Memorial Stadium. Death Valley. As they call it, Death Valley North, as Lonzo calls it sometimes. That is taking place tomorrow down at Clemson. We'll be there. I'll be broadcasting live alongside Diesel for Wire to Wire from 3 to 7. Somebody else that is going to be there tomorrow, I assume it is practice time, training camp underway. The punter for the Carolina Panthers, Johnny Hecker, joins us on the show. Johnny, what's up, big dog? Welcome to the show, man. Great to have you.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me. This is a pleasure and a privilege. Excited to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's awesome. Pumper Fan Fest tomorrow. Panthers Fan Fest, of course.
Man, listen. You are. Is it weird to be probably the only guy on the team that no fan wants to see play?
You know what? It's a gift and a curse. You know, I love getting to be on the field and have an impact on the game, but I even love it even more when all I do is get to hold PATs and field goals and sit on the bench. So a zero punt game is the goal.
I love it. Johnny Hecker, punter for the Carolina Panthers here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
All right. You know what? I've always wanted to ask this of an NFL punter. So what's it like when someone gets through and you see and you got to get the ball off right, the speed of the NFL, can you describe how quick it happens when someone gets through and how fast you have to get the ball off?
It is a scary sight. You know, you definitely, a lot of times though, I don't really notice them until after I've kicked the ball. If someone's really close. You know, if it happens before I'm able to kick the ball and I see them coming through, that's usually a very, very bad sign. Something's gone terribly wrong at that point. I need to kind of make a contingency plan of, do I try and punt it? Do I try and evade and throw it away or something? Or, you know, you got to just avoid the catastrophe. But usually I'm so focused and locked in on the football that I don't notice those guys. That's why we work so hard during practice to make sure that everyone knows their assignment. So that way I just stay clean in the pocket, baby.
I was going to say, in your case, though, it's pass first before run, right?
True. Yes, exactly. Yeah. My running prowess is not as well known. So throwing the ball works better for me.
Let me ask you this. Amongst punters around the league, are there certain guys as kick rushers, as blockers, are there certain guys y'all are aware of? Like in these meetings, are you like, all right, when we go punt, eyes up on 92, he's their best guy? Like, are there guys across the league that are kind of known as the one that kickers need to be most aware of?
For sure. And every team's got one or two rush threats, guys that they put in situations where, you know, okay, they are for sure rushing this. We got to know how to stop this guy. There are plenty of those guys all across the league, and every special teams coach loses a little bit of sleep thinking about their guys having to block them. But the good thing is we have a few of those on our team too. So it's good to always have a few that you need, but, yeah, there are definitely guys that when I see them in our formation, I'm usually just listening in for the punt protection, to hear, to make sure that they're doing the right thing and doing what they got to do. But our guys are on top of it. So it's fun as a punter. I try and worry more about the returner, but those rush guys sometimes do get your attention.
Johnny Hecker, punter for the Carolina Panthers, joining us as we get set for Panther Fan Fest tomorrow evening down at Memorial Stadium at Clemson. Johnny, let's talk football. Let's talk about the Panthers here for just a minute. Obviously, a team that over the last couple of years has had quite a bit of turnover. Dave Canales comes in as the new head coach after everything that went down last year. Can you, as somebody who is obviously in the locker room, part of the locker room, but I think you guys on special teams kind of have a unique perspective on the atmosphere around the team. Can you talk to us a little bit about the mentality, the locker room mentality of this team as we get set for Dave Canales year one?
Yeah, I mean, I think this team is all about work. I mean, you know, we have a lot to prove and a lot to, improve on and just show for our fans and the people that have supported us through a little bit of a lull, for lack of a better term. But I think that Coach Canales, you know, he's very detail-oriented, very effort-oriented, making sure that we're working smart, working the right way. But when we go, we're going. And as a team, we brought in a lot of guys from around the league that have done things at a high level. I'm really happy with the new acquisitions that we've had, kind of beefing up the line, going and getting some other veterans from other teams that, you know, are just going to be awesome assets to our locker room and to our production on the field. So it's fun to, you know, have a new kind of young, hungry coaching staff that's also, you know, kind of freckled, if you will. I'm not sure. Like, it just has a lot of experienced coaches and veterans in the game kind of mixed in there, to provide some wisdom and some kind of been there, done that aspect to it. But Coach Canales is hungry and excited, and we're just feeding off that energy and just working, man. This is the time of the season to try new things and kind of hone down our terminology and everything we're trying to do. So it's fun. Training camp is a grind, but it's been a really fun one this time.
You know, speaking of training camp, which do you prefer, going away? Like, for a long time, training camp was here in Spartanburg at Wofford, and now you guys are at home. Which is better for you? Do you like going away and getting away from everything in Charlotte, or do you like it being close to home?
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both, for sure. I loved Spartanburg. The staff at Wofford treated us so well, took great care of us. There's a wing spot, TNT Wings, there in Spartanburg that I miss very dearly. But it's also been very nice to be home. You know, the vets, 4 years and over, getting to stay at home. So I get to be home for dinner time and bedtime with my kids. You can never get enough of. So that's been really special to have. Just have the comfort of your own bed instead of a dorm bed has been nice. But this training camp has been a good one. We're loving kind of being at home in our rhythm here in the stadium and at our practice fields and having some fan turnout in Charlotte's been great. So we're enjoying it. We definitely do miss Spartanburg. It's going to be nice to get back down there and get to Clemson. It'll be my first time experiencing Death Valley and seeing the stadium, so I'm excited for that as well. It should be a fun experience.
Tell you the amount of respect I have for a guy that comes on and doesn't just say, I miss it because I had a wing spot, but has the wing spot by name memorized, Johnny Hecker. That's incredible. Well done. What was the go-to wing order for Johnny Hecker?
Oh, man. The lemon pepper wings were crazy. I'd get some of those and some of the hots. And then they had like a seasoned fry. That was also really good. I mean, you can never order enough of the wings. You'd get them and everyone would see you with the white box and they knew what was up.
That's an untouchable answer. Let me ask you this. As far as, and Lonzo and I, big food guys, every time we have pro athletes on, we like to ask some variation of this question. But for Johnny Hecker, who goes 6'5", 225, and for as punters go, and I say this with respect to every other punter around the league, please don't hurt me, Pat McAfee, to keep in shape, what is like the average daily caloric intake? What's the average eat and workout day for Johnny Hecker?
Oh, man. I'm one of those guys that the more I work out, the more I love to just justify eating just ridiculous stuff.
But, he gets it.
But I think, I have a bone to pick with whoever's doing our rosters, because I have not been 225 for a while. much bigger than that.
Which direction are we talking
okay,
here?
All right.
I'm up. I'm like 245. So I haven't been 225 probably since my rookie year. So that's an interesting omission there. But it's fun. They're trying to keep me slender.
I'm going to edit your Wikipedia page the minute this interview's over, Johnny.
Thank you so much. But yeah, caloric intake. I can't give you a real number. I just try and keep it smart. Eat less than I'm expending sometimes. Especially even during training camp, those numbers can be shockingly low for expenditure. I'm walking around watching a lot of practice, not really doing the heavy hitting, fast running stuff. But, our team chef here definitely gives me plenty of amazing options. Chef Tracy is the best.
We are talking with Johnny Hecker. He's the punter for the Carolina Panthers as we get set for Panther Fan Fest tomorrow night at Clemson. I will be there live with Diesel doing wire to wire from 3 to 7 p.m. We look forward to seeing all of y'all out there as well. Johnny, obviously when we talk football, this is a team that I'm honestly optimistic about. Probably the most optimistic I've been about this team in a very long time. And obviously, we all talk about offense, we all talk about defense, and for whatever reason, special teams is always kind of left off to the side as one of the most impactful.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Squads you can have that makes up the team at large. Talk to me a little bit about the growth and the development of Panther special teams this offseason, because I expect you guys have an immense role to play in a team that I absolutely think has an upward trajectory, but it's obviously in a bit of a transition phase with a brand new head coach. Talk to me about the development of the special team so far this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what I say, attitude reflects leadership, and Coach Canales has put a premium on allowing us meeting time, plenty of practice time to get our technique, to get our scheme, to get everything right. To make sure that we're communicating at a high level. And Coach Tracy Smith has been awesome. Him and Darren Bates, our assistant special teams coach, have been direct, open, and honest with their expectations and with just how they want to see us practice, how they want to see us play. And then the rest is really on players to kind of police and patrol effort, execution, communication. And we have a lot of veterans and guys that have played the high level of special teams capacity. We have some guys that are, going to be asked to really pick and choose. Like, we're going to give you one or two phases. You got to just excel in those things. And then we're going to have a lot of guys that our forfeits, core special teamers to our team that, you know, have done it in the past for the Panthers. Some guys that have done it for other teams they've been on. And it's really just been an awesome kind of collaboration. Tracy's got, you know, new terminology from our past coach and new ways of seeing things. So we can kind of bring our past experience mixed with, you know, how he wants to operate and do things. And he's been collaborative and, you know, open to our suggestions and things that we've done in the past. And so it's been a fun kind of melding of worlds. And we're going to just do our best to be productive. And every team that wins a lot of games, you know, you have a few sprinkled in there where special teams is a huge part of that. So we want to be an asset to our team and really be attacking in what we do.
Johnny Hecker, punter from the Carolina Panthers, here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. I know this isn't necessarily directly your department, but I also know kickers travel in a click. Why not look after the boys? You don't have to give me the specifics, but with the new kickoff rule, are you guys, is there some level of thought behind experimentation in different ways to organize kickoffs with the new rules? Is there any thought as to let's try different looks, let's try different personnel, et cetera, to try to come up with some creative way maybe other teams haven't come up with yet? Or are you guys kind of looking at what has been done in the USFL, USL, XFL, et cetera, and just kind of running some standard as those guys go, new kickoff models? How is the special teams unit approaching a new kickoff type that I'm assuming the majority of guys on the roster have not had to go through before?
Yeah, it is interesting to say the least. It's a lot of let's kind of wait and find out how this thing's going to go. I think every coordinator is going to be sitting very intently watching the Hall of Fame game, saying, okay, let's see what these two teams are doing first and foremost and see how that matches up with what we're doing. Cause it's a lot of, we know the parameters of the rules. We know, you know, kind of how we have to operate and where we have to line up. But it's been interesting. There's a lot of tinkering, a lot of experimentation, but that's when it's great to have a coach that's really heavy on fundamentals and techniques and just, okay, here's how we're going to do what we're going to do. Eventually you're all going to be, you know, lines on a field for the diagram of the play. But, right now it's just, you know, let's be somewhat creative in what we're doing. Let's have a few multiple calls and then let's have a couple of different kicks. If we want to kick it deep, we can. If we want to try and squib one, you know, the landing zone rules are going to make that pretty interesting and difficult. So it's going to be a little bit of a dice roll for a few teams, but we'll see how it all works out. It's all a lot of let's wait and see how other teams are doing it. And then there's going to be a lot of adjustments, I think, made within these first few weeks of preseason and even early on in the season.
You know, I haven't heard anyone mention this as far as are there rumblings around special teams about this change? I mean, are players embracing it? Or I get you don't have a choice, but is anyone really happy about this?
I think most people are pretty positively, you know, kind of slanted towards it just because it's taking a lot of the high speed running out, a lot of the big collisions that you'll see on the back end, kind of turns the play into a bit more of like a punt return where everyone's kind of running the same direction. There's not a ton of this guy has a 40 yard head start and this guy's just standing there, you know, got to lower his shoulder and kind of lower his head and dip into a contact. So I think it's going to be a good, better play for player safety. There's going to be a lot more returns with the different kind of touchback and landing zone rules that they've put into the play. And it's going to look totally different. So a lot of people are going to turn on their TV and go, what the heck is this? But it's, I think overall going to be great for return percentage, which is, you know, a good thing for special teams coaches to have a lot, you know, more film. The kickoff has kind of been somewhat of a dying play the last almost decade, you'd say, with rule changes and trying to eliminate the injuries that occur in that play. So it's hopefully a step in the right direction for the health of players. And then overall entertainment value, I think, is going to be a good boost to the game as well.
Johnny Hecker, punter for the Panthers, here on the show. Let's talk very quickly, Johnny, about FanFest tomorrow. Obviously, you guys back in Charlotte, we've seen, at least I've been told, we've seen a pretty good increase in the number of fans that are coming out to practice. The upstate of South Carolina, very excited to have you guys down here. How big is it for players to see that level of fan support out of Panther fans during the offseason when you guys are getting in shape, getting ready to go for preseason a week from tomorrow? And when you're down here at Clemson, if that stadium is packed full of fans wearing silver and blue, what does that do for you guys as a team?
You love it. I mean, we play a game and it's an entertainment business. So when you have a bigger crowd, it definitely gets you a little more amped up. Gets the juice flowing, gets people, you know, more excited for, you know, four practices, four playing games. So to know that their fans are taking time out of their day, you know, we're practicing somewhat early in the morning now to try and beat the heat, and to have people, you know, taking time off of work, bringing their kids, all that stuff means so much to us. So it's something that when we see that support, you know, it just gives us that little bit of juice to dig down deeper, work a little bit harder, and try and, you know, develop a strong product for them to be really proud of, and just watch a team kind of on the rise.
Johnny Hecker, punter for the Panthers. And Johnny, I've been told you have invited, and I think this is fantastic, a number of special teams, Olympians and athletes and competitors to come out to camp. What's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah. So Special Olympics is an organization that I've partnered with for a long time. I'm proud to call myself a fan of what they do. You know, their organization does an amazing job of, you know, blending, you know, sports with engagement and, you know, just uplifting of community in need. You know, I think, athletes with special needs, deserve and are awesome competitors that, compete and have fun. And, you know, it's just an organization that I've seen change lives of many, many people. And every event that I've gone to, that Special Olympics has run, has left me with, you know, just a thankful heart, and just watching the skill, competition, and sportsmanship of the athletes is something that you, once you experience it, you never, you know, never step away from it and don't want more. So I'm just honored to kind of be an ambassador for Special Olympics, and to have Special Olympics athletes there is going to mean a lot to myself and my teammates.
Johnny Hecker, punter for the Carolina Panthers. And by the way, don't think we missed the Remember the Titans quote you dropped on us a minute ago. That's how I know he is a dude. Johnny Hecker, punter for the Carolina Panthers, here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Panther Fan Fest is tomorrow at Death Valley in Clemson. It's going to be all day. Looking forward to the practice. Kicks off at 6:30. We'll be live there from 3 to 7 with Wire to Wire with myself and Diesel. Johnny, my man, awesome to have you on the show, bud. Great stuff. We should do it again sometime, man.
You got it, guys. Rob Diesel, thank you guys so much. See y'all at FanFest.
You got it, brother. Johnny Hecker, punter for the Carolina Panthers, here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Yeah, sorry, Zo. I caught that too.
Well, it's because you
said
never,
it three times.
Yeah, and you never mentioned my name.
I thought you would have mentioned your name. You didn't say, hey, I'm Lonzo.
Yeah, I don't know how to properly interview someone. So, you know, okay,
thanks to Johnny Hecker. Thanks to the folks at the Panthers for setting that up. Also are expecting to have a couple of guests on that show tomorrow with Rob and Lonzo, Wire to Wire, 3 to 7 from Panther Fan Fest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.